Real estate, the business of value. Webster defines value as a fair return or equivalent in goods, services, or money for something exchanged. The monetary worth of something, the value of real estate, is affected by a wide range of factors. Personal preferences, which are purely subjective values, affect the value of real estate. A particular neighborhood may be popular for some time, only to fall out of fashion later. Some of the determinants of value are more objective than subjective. Supply and demand are perhaps the primary determinants of real estate values. When the demand for real estate is high and the supply low, prices in the marketplace go up. Likewise, prices decline when the supply is high and the demand is low. The real estate market does not respond as quickly to changes in supply and demand as other products. This delay is due to the lag time involved in real estate development and the relatively long time it takes to complete a transaction. Many factors can restrict supply, including land costs may increase as land for residential properties becomes scarce. When the cost of vacant land available for development increases, the increased cost of land will ultimately lead to higher density and higher value uses. For example, a parcel of land that was once in the value range of single-family development may now only be suitable for multifamily or commercial development because of its cost. Construction, labor, and material costs. The increasing costs of labor and materials may constrict supply. Taxation, both by income tax policy and property tax rates, affects the supply of real estate. Taxes on real property are referred to as ad valorem taxes, according to value. Economics affects supply in that the monetary policies of the Federal Reserve and the fiscal policies of the United States Congress affect the availability of funds in the marketplace. A policy that results in an abundance of funds to be loaned at low interest rates affects the supply of real estate. Local government building codes and zoning ordinances, regardless of their perceived value, tend to restrict supply. A city council's growth policies or other local government authority may range from all growth is good growth to slow or no growth. How these preferences are applied when permitting new projects affects supply. Demand for real estate is affected by growth in employment is the primary driver of demand. As job opportunities expand, raw land is developed into residential subdivisions. As these subdivisions grow, commercial development follows. Transportation systems have a direct effect on value. The expansion of a freeway or light rail system makes the residential development of raw land feasible. Commuters have traditionally moved farther out to the suburbs of a major job center to purchase more home for less money. The trade-off is a longer commute. As transportation costs rise, the cost benefit of living farther from job centers decreases. Personal preference for an area is essential, but falls far behind jobs and transportation in priority, and is the least important factor affecting demand. The availability of credit has a direct impact on demand. The pool of available buyers expands in times of easy credit and contracts when credit standards are tightened. Likewise, buyers are drawn into the market when mortgage rates are low. Federal government policy affects demand in several ways. Federal income tax policy favors home ownership by allowing the deduction of home mortgage interest and property taxes. The Federal Reserve monetary policies can expand or constrict the nationwide supply of mortgage funds. As a general rule, national real estate values tend to increase over the long run. For the typical family, the long-term appreciation of residential real estate means there is an economic advantage to owning a home versus renting. The broader economy is affected by economic cycles. The cyclical nature of the economy means that economic activity tends to grow for some time, followed by a downward turn in the activity. The economy is said to be in a recession when a significant decline in economic activity, spread across the economy, lasts more than a few months. The downward trend in economic activity is ordinarily visible in employment, real estate sales, and retail activity. Recessions in 1990 and 2001 impacted the U.S. economy. followed by what is known as the Great Recession of 2007 to 2009. In the short term, values fluctuate and can do so dramatically. At any given time, the value of a home may be increasing or decreasing. Because most people's primary motivation for home ownership is shelter, short-term fluctuations in property values are of little concern to the homeowner who does not wish to sell. As long as the home provides adequate shelter, the value is of little consequence in the short run. At the national level, the value of residential real estate is affected by many factors. Federal government tax policy can affect the real estate market. Capital gains tax treatment, coupled with income tax deductions, credits, and exemptions, affect the demand for real estate. For the homeowner, the most significant tax benefits include deductibility of mortgage interest payments, deductibility of real property taxes, exemptions from capital gains, taxation on the sale of a primary residence. The exemption is up to $500,000 for a married couple filing jointly and up to $250,000 for an individual. The property must have been the individual's primary residence for two of the previous 5 years to qualify. The supply of money has an impact on economic cycles and real estate values. Federal, state, and local governments borrow large sums of money every year. This borrowing on the part of the government affects the supply of funds available to non-governmental borrowers, including businesses and consumers. The monetary policies of the Federal Reserve affect the availability of funds and interest rates. As inflation becomes a concern in the national economy, the Federal Reserve pursues policies that increase rates and constrict the economy. As economic activity declines, the Federal Reserve does just the opposite by pursuing policies that reduce rates and stimulate employment. Interest rates are affected by several factors that impact real estate. During periods of high inflation, lenders are less willing to commit to long-term mortgages, with the fear that holding a portfolio of below-market mortgages is a risky business for them. At the local level, economic cycles and real estate values are affected by wires, availability of employment. If jobs are not available within a reasonable commuting distance, there may be limited demand for housing. An area with a robust real estate market could experience a local real estate recession if one or more large local employers shut down or lay off a large number of workers. Of course, the reverse is true if local employers expand hiring. Population trends affect economic activity. As it moves into retirement age, the baby boom generation affects local markets as they move from two-story homes in a cold climate to a single-story home in Arizona or Florida. The availability of a trained labor force has an impact on economic cycles. A shortage of trained workers can exacerbate a recession and slow economic recovery. Local government policy affects economic cycles. A local community may not see the full benefit of a national economic expansion if it pursues a slow or no-growth policy. A community can slow economic growth by applying restrictive zoning policies. A community can also pursue a slow or no-growth policy by simply refusing to authorize the expansion of infrastructures such as sewer services, water supply, and roads. By far, the most important determinant of value in residential real estate is the size of the employment market. While potential buyers have preferences regarding location, climate, scenic views, and other desirable characteristics, jobs drive housing demand in most markets. The availability of employment additionally determines other real estate activities. As single-family development spreads from the core of an employment center, office, retail, and multifamily development follow. Living patterns, which mainly address the desirability of an area, are a factor, but are far less critical than the availability of employment. Certain desirable features, such as golf courses, scenic views, and recreation facilities, can attract the retirement market even in the absence of a strong employment base. The purpose of licensing laws. What a license holder can and cannot do. The purpose of TRLEA is to protect the public against unscrupulous brokers and sales agents. Since it went into effect, it has been unlawful for anyone to act in the capacity of, engage in the business of, or advertise or hold oneself out as engaging in or conducting the business of a real estate broker or a real estate sales agent within this state without first obtaining a real estate license from the Texas Real Estate Commission. It is also unlawful for an individual licensed as a sales agent to engage in the business unless he or she is associated with a licensed broker. All states require mandatory training and the passage of an exam for licensure, and each state has distinct requirements for obtaining a real estate license. Like Texas, some states publish contract forms and addenda that are required in certain types of transactions when handled by a license holder. In other states, an attorney may be necessary for every real estate transaction. A license to practice real estate is valid only in the state that issued it. If a license holder wishes to practice in another state, he or she must obtain a license from that state. Some states have reciprocity, meaning they will issue a license to the holder of a license in a reciprocal state with just an application and the payment of a fee. Others, like Texas, do not reciprocate with other states at all. The Texas Real Estate Commission and licensing requirements. The legislature created the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, in 1949. It is a 9-member commission whose primary purpose is to carry out the provisions of the License Act. The governor appoints the commission members, who are then approved by the Senate. Each serves for a 6-year term. 6 of the members of the commission are broker members. They must have been brokers for at least 5 years before being appointed to the commission. The remaining 3 members are public members who cannot be regulated by the commission. Also, the public members cannot be employed by organizations regulated by the commission, as they represent the general public. The legislature has granted TREC powers to issue sales agent and broker licenses, enact rules and regulations with the full force and effect of the law, and advise as to these rules and laws, suspend or revoke licenses of those who violate the License Act, place a license holder on probation, require additional education, subpoena books, records, and witnesses, and if a license holder fails to respond to the subpoena, file suit with the Attorney General to enforce it. File an action against a license holder on its own motion. Assess administrative penalties of up to $5,000 per day against offending licensed and unlicensed individuals. Promulgate forms, which are mandatory for license holders. Education requirements. To obtain a Texas real estate license, TREC requires 180 classroom hours of the following qualifying real estate courses. Principles of Real Estate, 1, 30 classroom hours. Principles of Real Estate, 2, 30 classroom hours. Law of Agency, 30 classroom hours. Law of Contracts, 30 classroom hours. Promulgated contract forms, 30 classroom hours. Real estate finance, 30 classroom hours. Once a potential license holder has completed the required 180 classroom hours of qualifying real estate education, course completion certificates for all 6 required courses must be provided to TREC via email or via TREC's My License system, available on the TREC website. Once these certificates have been provided and the application submitted, it may take 7 to 10 business days to receive approval from TREC to sit for the licensing exam. After receiving approval, a potential license holder may schedule an appointment to sit for the state licensing exam for a fee of $43 payable to the exam administration company, Pearson View. The potential license holder must pass both sections of the licensing exam, federal and state, with at least 70% mastery to obtain a real estate salesperson license. At the time the exam is scheduled, a potential license holder must also have their fingerprints taken and submit a request to complete a background check. This step can also be done online via the TREC website, via their My License system. Once the licensing exam and background check have been completed and the potential license holder's fingerprints have been obtained, a license may be issued, provided the potential license holder has already obtained a sponsoring broker. A license holder who passes the state exam will receive their license in inactive status until they obtain a sponsoring broker. Education committee. On September 7, 2012, the Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, adopted an amendment to the TREC rules concerning the Education Standards Advisory Committee. The amendment changed the committee's makeup to be composed of 12 members to be appointed by the commission. Of these 12 members, 7 must be license holders who have been active in the practice of real estate for no less than 5 years. 4 must be education-related members who have been instrumental in the instruction of real estate qualifying, real estate curriculum, or continuing education, and there must be 1 public member the Education Standards Advisory Committee regularly reviews and revises curriculum standards, course content requirements, and instructor certification requirements for qualifying, QE, and continuing education, CE, courses.